这两个礼拜一直在咳嗽。
I'm coughing for this last 2 weeks.
但是我想这首诗歌就把我心里想要交通的话唱出来。
I think this hymn really sings what I really want to share today.
如果等会儿交通了，主让我闭口，那我们就唱这首诗歌，大家看一下纲要，我们就一起敬拜主。
Maybe the Lord want me to shut my mouth, then only if we sing this hymn and you got the message.
在第一个主日，像 Tony 弟兄跟 Emil 弟兄提醒我们，用主的话来提醒我们，告诉我们说，今天也许我们在这里神的家里面，我们也许不觉得，但是外面的世界实在是很腐败。
In the first Lord's Day, Brother Tony and Brother Emil reminded us the things that we may not be aware of. There's such an evil world outside.
那两个礼拜前我在主面前祷告，我说主啊，若是要交通，要交通什么？
I prayed to the Lord about 2 weeks ago what I really need to share today.
那很清楚的，犹大书二十节和二十一节，主就给我这两句话。
Lord, give me this verse 20 and verse 21 in Jude clearly.
后来隔了几天，礼拜五我们在这里送钟声的时候，最后弟兄也是念这两节话来劝勉我们。
After a few days, we're in Friday when we have a fellowship to send out our brother Trum, and again he encouraged us with these two verses.
那钟声现在正开着那个25 foot 还是27 foot 的 truck， 后面拖着他的车子，在刚刚我问 Antonia 在 Wyoming。
Okay. You know our dear brother Chung, now he is driving on the highway. It's about in the state of Wyoming right now.
那实在像这里的尤大叔所说的，那能保守我们的主，但愿主保守我们的弟兄。
May the Lord keep our brother.
也保守我们这里每一位弟兄姊妹。
And keep every brothers and sisters here.
那犹大书在第十八节，刚才我们念到说，末世必有好讥诮的人。
We just read that in verse 18, there said there will be scoffers.
那圣经里有许多讲到末世的章节。
There are many verses in the scripture talking about the end times.
好像马太福音二十四、二十五章。
It's like Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24 and chapter 25.
我记得去年冯牧师跟我们交通到十个童女的比喻。
Last year, Pastor Fong shared about the 10 virgins.
说有五个是聪明的，因为他们预备油在他们的器皿里面。
5 are wise because they prepared the oil in their vessel.
但是有五个是愚拙的，因为他们不在有时间的时候，他们没有好好的预备油在他们的器皿里。
The other five were foolish because they didn't prepare the oil while there is still time.
所以等到新郎来了，结果这一位五位聪明的，他们就进去与新郎一同作戏。
When the bridegroom come, the five wise virgins they.Come to share the festival with him.
但是五个愚拙的，等到他们要用灯的时候，他们的灯是黑暗的。
But for the five foolish ones, while they want to use their lamp, there's no oil. It's dark.
所以他们就被留在外面。
So they were left outside.
那我想在彼得后书或者犹大书这两卷非常的像。
Also, it's very similar in 2 Peter and in the book of Jude.
这里的主题就是告诉我们关于末世的事情。
The theme here is to talk about the end times.
末世的事情不单说到这许许多多外面有许许多多的混乱，
Not only there's a lot of disruption in the outside，
有许多的不安宁，
A lot of unpeaceful things.
末世如果我们读犹大书，更是说到在属灵的景况有一个下滑Decline.
And there's a decline, according to what the book of Jude says, there's a decline in the spiritual situation.
那就是在这样一个背景和负担里面，犹大书有一些的话。
Burdened by such situation, there are some words in the book of Jude.
我不知道大家有没有注意到，在差不多九月中九月底的时候，在离西雅图南边大概2个钟头，大概100多迈尔的地方，有一个火山叫做 Mount St. Helens。
Have you noticed that it's around September? There's about 2 hours drive south of Seattle, about 100 miles. There's a volcano mountain, St. Helens.
那我注意连续几个礼拜一直在报道。
I've noticed there were reports about it for several weeks.
因为那些地震学家他们发现在火山的底下有许许多多的地震。
So the geologists, they find there's a lot of earthquake underneath that mountain.
那一面震的时候，底下的岩浆就在往上冲。
So those lavas just rose up.
所以这个岩浆越来越往上，越来越往上。
It got higher and higher.
那据说这3-4个礼拜，那个火山口升高了300多尺。
So actually, the tip of the mountain raised about 300 to 400.
那差不多有100米
almost 100 meters.
那是相当的高。
That's very high.
后来大概2个礼拜前，就那个火山就冒出许多的烟来。
About 2 weeks ago, a lot of smoke came out of it.
那他说是 steam, 就是蒸汽，那当中也有灰，也有 ash.
There's steam mixed with ash.
那当我在看的时候，我心里实在有一个感觉。
While I watched that, I had a feeling.
我觉得世界像什么呢？世界就像一座火山。
The world is like a volcano.
而且是一座活的火山。
A live volcano.
那有时候我们觉得这个世界很美丽。
Sometimes we feel this world is very beautiful.
很丰富。
Very abundant.
好像罗德当他看见约旦，我们这次去了约旦，看见约旦的平原富饶，好像耶和华的园子。又像埃及的地。
Just like Lot, when he watched the plain of Jordan, was so abundant, just like the gardens in Egypt.
所以圣经说，罗德就挪移他的帐篷，渐渐地往索多玛、俄摩拉迁去。
So the scripture says that Lot moved his tent and gradually to the place of Sodom.
结果他觉得他住到了一个，他选了那个上好的，比他的uncle 亚伯拉罕选的要好。
He felt that he had chosen the best, much better than what Abraham will choose.
亚伯拉罕跟着信心，他就拣选了神为他所预备的地。
Through faith, Abraham chose what God has prepared for him.
但是罗德跟着他的眼见，他就拣选了这个世界。
But Lot followed his insight, and he chose what the world.
后来我们知道，因着索多玛、俄摩拉的罪恶，神就降火下来。
Because of the sins in Sodom and Gomorrah, and fire came out from heaven.
然后圣经说，那里的地也在那里冒烟，好像是烧窑一样。
And smoke comes from the ground, just like a burning
oven. 那就是一次火山爆发。
It's like an eruption of volcano.
所以我们真是要效法亚伯拉罕。
We really need to follow Abraham.
不要像罗德。
Not to follow Lot.
虽然罗德也许是得救的。
Even though Lot may have been saved.
但是就像圣经所说，他虽然得救，却像从火里经过一样。
But just like what the scripture said, that even though he was saved, but it's like through a fire.
但是亚伯拉罕因着信，他就出去，一路跟随神的带领。
But through faith, Abraham he went out and followed the guidance of the Lord.
我想这是今天在末世，神呼召我们每一个神的儿女所要走的道路。
I think this is what the God's calling for every one of us who's living in the last days.
那我们刚才读到20节。犹大书20节
We just read verse 20.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。”
It says, "Dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit."
那当我在预备的时候，我就发现，也许我们今天就只看前面这一句， 亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
When I was preparing, I felt like maybe we just need to share the first part. Dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith.
那但愿圣灵把整个的话语都来向我们述说。
May the Holy Spirit give us the whole world.
那这里有两有一个称呼哈，亲爱的弟兄啊。
There's a saying here, dear friend or dear brethren.
如果看英文的话，就是 beloved。
If in the English translation, it says beloved.
刚才嘉亮带我们看，实在带我们念的，实在念得很好。第三、第四节，在第三节那里就说，亲爱的啊 ，beloved。
And also, like Brother Kalang led us to read at verse 3 and verse 4, the beginning says beloved.
在第十七节说到 beloved。
And also in verse 17, it says beloved.
然后在第二十节也说到 beloved.
It also says in the verse 20.
所以我们基本上就可以把犹大书分成这三段。
So according to this, we can separate the book of Jude in three paragraphs.
第三节到第十六节，那是一个历史的警戒。
So, from verse 3 to verse 16, that's a historical warning.
在圣经里面记载到许许多多的事情，许许多多的历史。
There were a lot of things and history recorded in the scripture.
那我以前在信主以前，可以说我对历史是一点不感兴趣。
Before I believed, I've never been interested in history.
但是慢慢我阅读圣经，我越发现，历史实在很宝贵。
But gradually, the more I read the scripture, the more I found that the history is very precious.
在世界上是这样，在属灵上更是这样，所以神圣经里面充满了历史。
It is so for the world, but it's more so in spiritual things.
有人说，如果我们不注意历史的话，我们就会犯历史同样的错误。
Someone told us that if we don't pay attention to history, we'll make the same mistakes.
那历史里面有许多给我们是鼓励的。
There was a lot of encouragement from history.
但是历史里面有许许多多是给我们警戒的。
But also a lot of them are warnings.
好像犹大书这里许好几个例子就是来警告我们。
Just like these examples in the book of Jude.
在第十七节到第十九节，那是直到今天。
And verse 17 to verse 19 refers to today.
那是一个反面的提醒。
It is a reminder.But from the negative side.
那有时候我们看见许多圣经说看见不法的事增加，我们的爱心就会冷淡。
Sometimes the scripture mentioned that our love will go back, will shrink when we see a lot of unlawful things.
那我们要怎么样来看许多不法的事情？
How should we deal with so many unlawful things?
这里犹大书告诉我们，我们要被提醒，越是看见这些事情，我们越要纪念主耶稣的话。
And here the book of Jude reminded us that we need to remember the word of God.
越是看见这些事情，我们越要纪念使徒所说的话。
The more we see things like this, the more we should remember the words foretold by the apostles.
这里第十八节后半节说，末世必有好讥诮的人。谁从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。
Here, verse 18, it says, "In the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you."
这是当时世界的描写，这也是可以说是今天世界的描写。
This was a description to the world of that time, but it's also a description.Of the world today.
然后二十节到二十三节，那是一个正面的劝勉。
And verse 20 to verse 23 is exhortation from the positive point of view.
然后在最后二十四、二十五节也是非常的宝贵，那是信心的颂赞。
And verse 24, 25 is also very precious. That's praise.Out of faith.
那实在这些能够带领我们过末世的生活。
These can lead us through the life in the end times.
那我想我们就进到这一句话，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Let us try to enter these words. Build yourself up in your most holy faith.
那许多时候我们想，也许这句话就是说读圣经。
Many times we think this verse refers to read more scripture.
那如果我们读圣经，我们就在至圣的真道上造就自己，同时我们也要在圣灵里祷告。
If we read more scriptures, then we will build ourselves up in the most holy faith, and we'll pray.
这是没有错。
That's correct.
不过如果我们注意原来这个字真道这个字其实就是 faith, 就是信心。
If you pay more attention to what this word means, actually, it means faith.
弟兄们啊，你们却要在至圣的信心上造就自己。
Brethren, build yourself up in your most holy faith.
那有时候我们讲到信心，我们就觉得信心就不需要证据。
Sometimes when we talk about faith, we think faith means without evidence.
信心就不需要理由。
Without reason.
所以我觉得有时候我们说到信心的时候，好像这个信心很空洞。
So many times when we talk about faith, we think it's kind of vain.
所以我们也许可以先思想什么是信心。
Maybe we can think first what is faith.
然后其实最主要的我想跟大家提到三点在纲要上。
And most importantly, I want to share three points.
第一个就是信心需要有启示，信心需要有认识。
The first, our faith needs knowledge.
我们的信心不是盲目的信心，我们的信心是有对象的信心。
So our faith is not a faith in the dark. It has an object.
所以我们愿意来看信心的认识。
So we want to see here what is the knowledge of faith.
那第二，我们有了认识，信心的目的不在那里。
And second, the purpose of faith is not just knowledge.
信心的目的不在于单单的承认。
Not just acknowledgement.
信心的目的是要把我们带进信心的生活。
The purpose of faith is to let us into a life of faith.
所以在圣经中很清楚，许许多多地方告诉我们信心的行为，或者说信心的工作。
So many times in the scripture, it reminds us that the work of faith.
没有行为的信心可以说是一个空的信心。
So that faith without work is empty.
没有的行为的信心可以说是一个浮浅的信心。
And faith without work is very shallow.
那这是我们所要交通第二点。
This is the second point that we want to share.
然后第三点我们要交通到，神不但把信心的认识赐给我们，神不但要带领我们进入信心的生活，而且常常神要带我们在信心的试炼里面。
And the third, God not only will give us the knowledge of faith and not only will lead us into the work of faith, but also He will lead us into the proving of faith.
我们的神是不会错的神。
Our God will never be wrong.
我们的神他是知道他在做什么神。
He knows what he is doing.
虽然有时候我们觉得有一些事情是我们不愿意经历的。
Even though many times we are not willing to experience some of it.
但是当我们信心抛锚在神里面的时候，我们会发现原来神要来炼净我们。
But if we anchor our faith in God himself,We'll see that God will lead us into this proving of faith.
我们的信心需要经过试炼。
Our faith need to go through the proof.
那我相信这是在信心上建造的路。
This is the way to build a faith.
就像保罗所说，他说这义是本于信以至于信。
Just like Paul said that this faith, this righteousness is of faith.And to the face.
但愿圣灵能够向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us.
我想我们先问一个问题。
Let me ask a question here.
就是什么是信心。
What is faith?
对不起。那常常听见有的朋友就讲，他说信则灵，不信则不灵。
And many times I heard friends said that if you believe, it will be true. If you don't believe, it wouldn't be true.
其实信心的原则是在整个圣经里非常基本的原则。
But actually, the principle of faith is a very basic principle throughout all the scripture.
也可以说是唯一的道路。
And you can also say it is the only way.
在希伯来书告诉我们，人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
In the book of Hebrews, it said that without faith, man cannot please God.
因为到神面前去的，必须信神是，而且信他赏赐寻求他的人。
Those who come before the Lord, they need to believe that, must have faith and must believe that He is the rewarder of those who seek Him.
那人最基本的问题，我想就是人的骄傲。
And I think the basic problem of man is their pride.
那有时候我们拿到我们的博士学位了，拿到我们的硕士学位了，我们就觉得自己是 somebody.
Sometimes when we got our master or PhD degree, that we think we are somebody.
那我们如果有一点点的成功，一点点的顺利，我们就觉得我们是 somebody.
If we had a little success, we think we are somebody.
所以我觉得实在是实在的，有许许多多的成功把人毁掉了。
And actually, in reality, a lot of success destroyed the man.
许许多多人，当他有许多生意的成功，金钱进来的时候，他这个人就被毁掉了。
Many times when someone succeeded in their business and they get a lot of money, and this man actually gets destroyed.
所以在人的这一个骄傲这个自以为是的里面，人如果要想到人与神之间的关系，人也总觉得我有什么， I have something to bring to God， 我有一些东西可以带到神那里去。
When man is in his pride or self-righteousness, he thinks he has something to bring to the Lord.
可是以赛亚的书要把我们打醒。
But let's hear what the book of Isaiah says.
他怎么说呢？他说万国在耶和华的眼中好像是水桶的一滴。
It says all nations just like one drop in the bucket.
又像天平上的微尘。
It's just like the dust in the balance.
众海岛在耶和华面前不过像尘土一样。
And all the islands are like dust before the Lord.
下面还有厉害的话，他说万国在神眼中好像是虚无。
And all nationsare like in vain before the Lord.
后面说不及虚无。
And even less than empty.
乃属虚空。
And it's pure void.
所以圣经问说，谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士？
And scripture says, who know the heart of the Lord, and who can become his counselor?
我们的神是一位伟大的神。
Our God is a great God.
那诗歌说 How great thou art, 何等伟大。
And Psalm says, How great thou art.
那如果我们认识一点神的伟大，我们就知道所有我们的所事，我们的所作，没有一样可以带到神那里去。
If we just know a little bit about the greatness of God, that we know that we can't bring anything to the Lord.
这就是为什么圣经告诉我们，人到神面前去，只有一条路，只有一个门。
So that's why the scripture told us that for man to come before the Lord, there's only one way and there's only one door.
就是相信。
That is faith.
相信的意思就是说我什么都不能。
And to believe, to have faith means that I cannot do anything.
但是神能够。
But God can.
我看到一个故事，好像在中国有一个老姊妹，在他们那个村庄只有她一个信主的。
I heard a story in China. There was an elder sister in the village who was the only Christian there.
后来在那边有一个房子里面闹鬼。
And there are some devils, stories about evil spirits in some houses.
然后他们找来找去都没有办法把这个鬼赶出去，后来就去找这个老姊妹。
So those those people live there through many ways, they cannot cast the demon away.
那这个老姊妹就说，她的意思就是说我只是一个普普通通的弟兄，一个姊妹。
And the elder sister said that she was just a very normal sister.
可是后来再三的邀她，她就去了。
But the others invited her for many times, and eventually she went there.
那你知道她怎么赶吗？
Do you know how she casted the demon?
她就到每一个房间，她把门打开。
So she opened the doors of every door.
她就说，我不会，她会。
And she said that I can't, but he can.
我不能，他能。
I can't, but he can.
她就这样去每一个房间，把门打开。我不会，他会。我不能，他能。
So she opened the doors of every room and just repeated these words.
我觉得老姊妹的信心虽然简单，但是这可以让我们明白什么是信心。
Even though her faith was very simple, but it can help us to understand what is faith.
信心乃是说不靠我自己。
Faith is that we are not relying on ourselves.
不是我自己。
Not me.
需要他。
But him.
需要主。
The Lord.
那在圣经中告诉我们，一切我们所需要的，神为我们做成了。
And the scripture told us that all that we needed, God has done for us.
在创造的时候，我们中间有没有哪一位在那里帮神创造？
Who can help God in his creation when he created this earth?
同样的，在十字架救赎上面，他独自经过九诏，他独自担当。
Same thing in the process of salvation, he's the only one who went through the cross.
所以一切我们能够从神那里领受的，通通都是领受的。
So all that we can have from God, we have it from Him.
我想这是我们需要非常抓得非常紧的一点。
We need to hold on this very tightly.
我们永远不可能做开始，神才是开始。
We can never be the beginning. Only God can be the beginning.
所以圣经告诉我们 ，In the beginning, God.
所以圣经上说起初神，
这是圣经开一开卷一开头，这就是神告诉我们一个信息，开始是从神开始的。
This is the first few words in the very beginning of the scripture, that in the beginning God.
然后约翰福音也告诉我们，太初有道，开始是从道开始的。
And also in the Gospel of John, it says in the beginning was the word.
所以这是信心的原则。
This is the principle of faith.
我想到信心如果要用一幅图画来表明的话，
We want to describe faith in a picture.
我们翻一下希伯来书。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第六章。
Verse 6. Chapter 6.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
可以的话我们一起来念。
Let us read together.
六章十九节
Chapter 6 verse 19
我们一起来我们有这指望如同灵魂的锚又坚固又牢靠且通入幔内
We have this hope as an anchor for the soul firm and secure it enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain
这幅图画是什么
What this picture says
这幅图画就是毛毛还是苗毛
The picture showed us an anchor
那我们去埃及的时候
When we went to Egypt
我第一天因为是迟了所以我是早上四点钟凌晨敲高弟兄的房间
So I was delayed, so I arrived there about 4 o'clock in the morning. I knocked the brother Kyle's door.
然后躺下去的时候，因为有时差，所以我翻来覆去好久。然后后来大概，我想大概是五点钟才睡着，结果七点哈，我们就起床了。
So because of the time gap that I couldn't fall into a sleep until about 5 o'clock, but I need to get up 7 o'clock in the morning.
那我在埃及，他们已经在那里走了看了一天了。我在埃及的第一站就是去苏黎世运河。
So the other brother, because I was late, the other brother, they have been in Egypt for one day, but I just arrived there. My first day in Egypt was to go to see the Swiss Canal.
然后那就是一个渡轮, 我们就摆到对岸去,
so just through the ferry that we get to the other side, the other bank.
那当渡轮它靠岸的时候,
when the ferry arrived,
第一件事情, 大家知道, 船上的人要做什么?
Do you know what the first thing that the people will do?
那古时候可能叫锚, 现在可能有不同的, 变种, 他反正就把一个绳子, 就把它丢到岸上去。
So in the ancient time, that might be an anchor, but in the modern time, there's something similar. But anyway, they throw the rope to the bank.
那岸上的人就要把那个绳子绑在岸上, 他要有一个, 坚固的,
so, and the people on the bank will just fasten the rope to a secure place.
那我想我们去看, 不管大船小船,
doesn't matter if it's a big boat or small boat.
为什么要这样做呢? 因为船它在水里面, 它是很容易飘的。
Because we know that the ship in the water is very easy to drift away.
但是人就想, 这个岸呢, 它是, 是坚固的, 它是不动摇的。
But the bank, the land, is stable, is secure, which will never move.
那你怎么样让一个会飘会动的船, 会跟着风跟着水动的船, 让它来不动?
How do you secure a drifting boat so that it will not move?
让它牢靠,
so that it will be secured.
那如果没有那个东西的话, 如果人往前面一跨, 可能船就往后倒, 那人可能就掉在水里面。
If the ship is not secured and you want to get from the ship to the land, once you just start to walk, the ship may get away from you and you may fall into the water.
那这就是这里希伯来书给我们看见的, 灵魂的锚。
So here actually in the book of Hebrews, it showed us the anchor of soul.
那我顺便提一下, 大家会问说, 这里是说到hope, 是说到指望, 不是说到faith。
So here, somebody may ask that here, it talks about hope instead of faith.
那有些这样很仔细的弟兄姊妹哈, 我就要quote这个希伯来书11章, 信是所望之事的实底。
Actually, for these brothers and sisters who are, notice the details, I want to quote Hebrews 11, faith is a substantiation of things hoped for.
不可能有一个盼望是没有信心的。
There can't be a hope without faith.
这是一个原则。
This is the principle.
所以这里一面说到这是一个指望, 另一面也可以说这就是那一个信心。
On one hand, hope is mentioned here, but actually also faith is mentioned here as well.
那是生发指望的信心。
A faith that will generate hope.
圣经讲生发仁爱的信心。
And the faith will generate love.
所以有信有望有爱, 但是爱和望都是从信而来。
So there's faith, love, and hope. But actually, the love and hope are generated from faith.
所以这就是信心。 信心把我们这一个会飘来飘去的人, 会变的人, 把我们连到永远的神那里去。
So this is faith who lead the shift, leave me who is shifting to the Lord who will never change.
我很喜欢希伯来书这一句话里有两个字, 他说, 又稳固又牢靠。
So like these two words in the Hebrews that talks about it's firm and secure.
那顺便提一下, 后来在 西乃旷野也好, 在约旦的旷野也好, 我们就看见, 同时在那一个景象里面, 有两样东西是很突出的。
So actually, there are two things very unique in the wilderness of Sinai.
那比如说在有一个旷野, 叫做, Wadi Rum, 就叫 Wadi Rum。
So there's a wilderness place called Wadi Rum.
那据猜测, 也许摩西当时40年放羊, 很多时候就在 Wadi Rum.
Very likely, that was the very place that Moses shepherded his flock.
那里的景象实在是很特别。
There was very unique scene there.
如果要看那个景象的话，有一本电影你们可以去租了看。
If you really want to see what the scene looks like, you may go to see a movie.
就是叫做 Lawrence of Arabia.
The name of the movie is阿拉伯的 Lawrence.
那个很长一本电影，三个多钟头。
It's about a movie 3 hours long.
但是蛮好看的。
That's a good movie.
我是回来以后才知道这本电影，所以我就去租它。它是拍得很好。
I didn't know this movie until I came back.
那个旷野特别在哪里呢？特别在那里有许多的磐石。大家如果记得基弟兄跟我们交通到磐石的时候，有一幅，我想大家也许有印象，很大一个磐石，然后当中有缝，那就是在 Wadi Rum 拍的。
So actually, what's so special about that wilderness? Because there are a lot of big rocks. Some of them are really huge. If you remember, our brother Peter shared here and showed the pictures about those huge rocks. And there's wreck on the rock.
然后那里同时又有无边的沙。
And there are also just endless the sand without water.
那个沙是玫瑰色的。
And the color of the sand is like rose.
所以那里叫做 Rose Desert.
So that place is called 玫瑰沙漠。
然后晚上我举头看天，哇，那个星星真的是不是一颗一颗，那是整个好像是 river 一样，星河。
So actually, at night when I looked upon the sky, the stars there are not just like one by one, it's like a river.
How great thou art, 何等伟大。
Look at this nature created by the Lord. The only thing I can do is to sing how great thou art.
但是这里你注意到有两样东西，一个是磐石，一个是流沙。
So, but you will notice here are two things, the rock and the sand.
沙如果风一来，这个沙就会走。
So, the sand will be gone with wind.
沙就会动。
And will move.
可是那个磐石它是永远在那里。
But the rock will always be there.
风吹也好，水冲也好，磐石就在那里。
No matter this rain or wind, the rock will always be there.
所以圣经就讲神是我们的磐石。
The scripture told us that God is our rock.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天要在哪里建造？
So where should we build upon?
那这个世界是一个多风的世界。
There are a lot of winds in this world.
你什么时候你的工作一有变动了，就是有风吹起来。
Whenever you have a change in your job, that's a win.
那我自己也经历哈，在以前说在 government 里面很比较稳定。
I had this kind of experience when I was working for a government. I think it's secure.
但是在那里我工作没有到一年 ，project 就被震动了两次。
But within 1 year, my project has been shaked twice.
那最近也许有许多弟兄姊妹在 spring 工作也有变动。
And recently, many brothers and sisters who work in spring may experience similar shakes.
但是人当他在依靠这些流沙的时候，他发现哦，这个不是，然后人又去找了另外一个，还是流沙。
When we are relying on one thing, we may find out it's shifting sand, and then we chance to another one, we may find out it's shifting sand again.
我们中间也许有福音朋友，我们真的愿意劝每一位弟兄姊妹和福音朋友，我们要依靠磐石，不要依靠流沙。
There may be truth seekers around us, and I really want to encourage you that do not rely on the shifting sand, but rely on the rock.
英文有一句话叫做 "Rest assured."
在 In the English, there's a verse says, 有福的安息。
就是说放心。 你可以休息，保证你可以休息。
就是当你有保证的时候，你可以安息。If you have assurance, you can have rest.
我常常看见这句话。
I often hear these words.
但是真的能够保证吗？
But do you have this assurance?
一个产品出来，他们卖产品的公司都说 rest assured.
So after a product is produced, that the merchandiser will say that 你可以放心，这是有保证的。
不过有时候我想，还好这些东西不可靠，要不然我们的工作都没有了。
Sometimes I think that, thank the Lord, these products are not that assured. Otherwise, we'll all lose our jobs.
主耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来。
And Lord Jesus said that whoever is heavily burdened can come to me.
我就使你得安息。
I will give you peace.
Rest assured.
I give rest.
你可以放心，你可以休息。
You can have peace and you can rest.
不要说休息，你可以安息。
And then you will have the rest. English, same words. Sorry.
那我想我很简单的提一下这三点。
I want to just mention the three points here.
第一个就是真实的信心乃是从根据启示。
First is that true faith is according to revelation.
信心不是从我们意志的坚强而产生的。
Faith is not from a strong will.
信心是根据于神的启示。
Faith is according to the revelation from God.
我们都很熟悉，在盖撒利亚腓利比境内，主耶稣问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
We are all familiar with the recording in the scripture in the land of Caesarea of Philippi that the Lord asked his disciples, "Who the others say I am?"
然后门徒说了很多好话，说你是施洗约翰啊，你是以利亚，你是耶利米啊，等等等等。
So the disciples said a lot of good words like a prophet, like the John the Baptist or Jeremiah.
弟兄姊妹，这个信心可靠不可靠？
Brothers and sisters, is this faith reliable?
这个信心上面能不能盖房子？
Can the building be built upon these faiths?
主耶稣当然他就转过来问彼得，他说你们说我是谁？
And Lord Jesus turned to Peter and said, "Who do you say I am?"
彼得说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of God."
我牧师跟我们讲到这一段，他就说这是彼得的任性 ，confession of faith， 任性。
So Brother Fong shared that this is Peter's confession of faith.
所以彼得他有信心，他在信心里面他有一个承认。
And Peter had this faith, and he had a confession of his faith.
那这个信心可靠不可靠？
Is this faith reliable?
能不能在上面盖造房子？
Can a house build upon it?
所以主耶稣说，西门巴约拿你是有福的。
So Jesus said, Simon Barjona, you are blessed.
因为这不是属血肉指示你的。
It was not revealed by the flesh.
这是天上的父启示你的。
It was revealed by the Father in heaven.
他说，我还告诉你们，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And I told you so that I will build my church upon this rock.
阴间的门不能够胜过它。
And the power of the Hades cannot overcome it.
所以这一个信心是神所要的。
So this is the faith required by the Lord.
这是一个可以建造的信心。
This is a faith that can be built upon.
那这个信心从哪里来的呢？
So where this faith come from?
主耶稣告诉他，这不是属血肉指示你的，这是天上的父启示你的。
And Jesus told Peter, this is not from flesh, but from the Father in heaven.
我想所有信心的伟人，我们看亚伯拉罕，信心之父。
Because we saw all the great men with faith, like Abraham.
旧约里的人，我们可以一个一个的看。
We can look one after another those great men with faith.
他们信心的根源是在于神来寻找他们。
The root of their faith is that God seeks man.
神来寻找人。
God seeks man.
神要来启示人。
And God revealed himself to man.
所以我们说，基督的信仰与其他一切宗教，它的不同在哪里？
So we also asked what's the difference between the faith of Christ to the other religion.
宗教都是人去找神。
Now all the religion is that man seeks God.
但是圣经还是说神来找人。
But the scripture tells us that God seeks man.
那神怎么来找人？
And how God seeks man?
主耶稣来找人，人把他钉在十字架上。
And Lord Jesus came to find the lost man, but man knelt him on the cross.
所以真正的寻找就是一面神把耶稣赐给我们。
So the true seeking of God is that God gave us his son Jesus.
一面神要在人的里面从始无生有，要叫人从离开神到对神有信心。
On the other hand, God will change us from rebelling of God to seeking God.
那可靠的信心永远都是建立在那个启示的根基上。
A reliable faith is always built upon the revelation.
那真正的信心离不开真正的认识。
The true faith cannot be apart from the true knowledge.
你要问我圣经在哪里这么说。
If you ask me where in the scripture says that.
在提摩太后书一章十二节，保罗说：“我知道我所信的是谁。”
In the Second Timothy.Paul said, I know who I believe.
也深信他能保全我所交托他的。
And I know that he will cap what I have committed to him.
我知道我所信的是谁。
I knew who I believe.
相信与知道没有办法分开。
You cannot separate faith from knowledge.
当然这一点上我们不能够多去说它，但是我想
We don't have time to speak too much on this.
在信心的知识上我就是想交通这两句话。
So I just want to share these two verses according about knowledge of faith.
真正的信心是根据于启示。
The true faith is according to revelation.
真正的信心离不开认识。
And the true faith cannot be apart from true knowledge.
所以今年我们交通到认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
So this year we share that to count.Kind of most precious to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
高弟兄一直在带我们看约翰福音里面主耶稣的启示。
And Brother Carl led us to read the revelation recorded in the Gospel of John.
但是很多时候我们觉得，哎呀，这些好像我懂了。
Many times we think that we knew all these.
这些我念过了。
I've read this many times.
所以常常我们心里面都有一个反应说。哎呀，我们的问题是我们听到太多了。
So we think that our problem is that we hear too much preaching.
但是其实常常我们是有听没有见。
But many times we hear but without sight.
不是我们听的太多，而是我们听进去的太少。
It's not that we heard too much, it's that we actually hear too little.
所以我们需要渴慕。我们需要渴慕，我们也需要谦卑。
And we need to humble ourselves.
我们更需要追求。
And we need to pursue.
在提摩太后书第二章。
In the second Timothy chapter 2.
最近这句话常常在我心里面。保罗劝勉提摩太说，你要逃避少年人的私欲。从那清心祷告主的人追求公义信心仁爱和平二十二节
In chapter 2 verse 22 it says there flee the evil desire of youth and pursue righteousness faith love and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart
是信心是神赐的但是是不是说信心不需要追求
Truly, faith was a gift from the Lord, but is that so that we do not need to pursue it?
这里保罗告诉提摩太，你要追求信心。
Here Paul told Timothy that you need to pursue faith.
你要追求仁爱。
pursue love.
那我很快提一下另外两点。
Let me quickly mention the other two points.
我们看一节圣经。
Let's read a verse.
帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
保罗说，在神我们的父面前，不住地纪念你们因信所做的工作，因爱所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Paul said here, we continually remember before our God and Father, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说信心所做的功夫。
Here it mentioned the work produced by faith.
中文翻的把意思翻出来，其实在原文里非常简单，就是信心的工作。
So actually in the originaltext, it just means simply work of faith.
那跟雅各书说，弟兄们啊，你们的信心没有行为是死的，那个行为是一样的字。
And just like in the book of James, and James said that, brothers, your faith without work is dead.
所以这是圣经告诉我们说，信心不是目的。
So here what said that faith is not the purpose.
信心的目的是要把我们带进一个因信而活的生活。
The purpose of faithis to lead us into a life of faith.
所以真正的信心不可能没有行为。
So the true faith can't be without work.
真正的信心不可能没有工作。
The true faith can't be without the work.
那就像我的喉咙。
Just like my throat.
那我觉得这两个礼拜最大的这个 distraction, 最大打扰我的就是唱诗我不能唱。
So for these 2 weeks, I think that the biggest disruption is that I cannot sing.
所以刚才最后那首诗歌到第二页的时候说开口，我说我不能不开口。
So just like our last hymn, when we sing it to open our mouths, I think I have to open my mouth.
所以我后来还是唱了半截。
So I sing a little bit.
那喉咙在那里。
My throat is there.
可是如果我的喉咙不能够唱，不能够发声音。
But if no voice came out of it,
或者一唱声音，喉咙就受不了了，就会咳，我没办法唱。
So if I started to cough, once I start to sing,
这就说出我的喉咙没有发生它的功用。
So that means my throat didn't have the function.
有时候可能是因为有病。
Maybe because of sickness.
所以我想我们常常要把我们自己摆在神的面前。
So many times we should put ourselves before the Lord.
让神来检查我们，我们的信是不是扎实的信。
And let our Lord discern us to see that if the faith is the true faith.
我们的信是不是能够往上建造出来的信。
If our faith is the true faith that can be built upon.
所以主耶稣在山上教训的最后，他是用这样一句话做结尾。
So, Lord Jesus concluded his teaching on the mountain.
他说，人若听见这些话就去行的，就是把房子盖在磐石上。
And whoever listened my words and go do it, just like a house built on the rock.
但是人若听见这些话不去行的，不是没有听见哦，是听见了却不去行的。
Those who heard these words but did not do it.
就好像把房子盖在沙土上。
Just like building a house on the sand.
那怎么样我们能够在信心上建造？
How can we build upon the faith?
我们需要在我们的生活中，每一天的生活中来运用信心。
We need to use the faith in our daily lives.
但是千万有一点我们记得，就是这个行为不是单纯的行为。
But be careful here that the work is not just the work.
圣经说信心的行为。
The scripture says the work of faith.
出于信的行为。
The work out of faith.
信心若是没有行为是死的。
If you don't have faith, work is dead.
行为若是没有信心，也是死的。
And if work without faith is death also.
所以信心，圣经里有讲到 dead works, 死的行为。
So in the scripture, it mentioned the dead works.
那个意思就是，如果我们做事不是倚靠神，而是倚靠我们自己的力量。
And what it means that if we work without relying on the Lord,
这不是神所要的。
That's not the Lord wanted.
那最后我们结尾就用彼得前书做结尾，我们一起来念这一段圣经。
Let us conclude with 1 Peter.
我们不但追求在信上面的认识。
Not only that we seek the knowledge of faith.
我们不但操练在信中的信心中的生活。
Not only we seek the life of faith.
我们也需要忍受信心中的试验。
And we need to endure the proving of faith.
我们就一起念彼得前书第一章第五节到第八节。
Let us read 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5 to verse 8.
我们一起来，不管你是中文或者是英文。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。箴言说，鼎未炼银，炉未炼金，唯有耶和华熬炼人心。
And the prophet says that the vessel is to to produce gold and silver, but onlyOur God, He proves our heart.
圣经说他试验我们的心。
And the scripture says that He proves our heart.
神试验我们不是要来刁难我们。
Not to make us trouble.
就像父母常常会试他的孩子。
Just like parents often they will prove their child.
我给以琳糖，我说把那个糖给达达好不好啊？
So like I would give a candy to my daughter and ask her, can you give me back?
那真正的信心需要经过试验。
So true faith need to go through the proof.
真正的爱也需要经过试验。
And true love needs to go through the proof.
彼得说到信心的试验，他是被主试验过的人。
Peter talked about the proof of faith because he has been proved.
当他觉得他刚强的时候，试验来到，显出他是失败的。
Well, he felt he is strong, but when the trial comes, he failed.
但是感谢神，在试验中间，那个试验的火就把渣滓烧掉了。
But thank the Lord that through trial, then all the impure stuff will be burned away.
就把那些掺杂的把它除去。
All that are impure was removed.
所以彼得后来他就劝勉他们说，知道你们的信心经过试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵。
So that's why Peter said here that actually, your faith is more precious than the gold which will perish after through fire.
所以有许多神的恩典、神的赏赐是在试验中才经过的。
So many grace and gifts from the Lord are given through the trials.
我想我们就停在这里。
I think we'll just stop here.
我们一起有个简单的祷告。
Let us bow our hand and pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。
Our Lord, our God, we thank you.
你是那一位可信的神。
You are the faithful God.
你是那一位信实的神。
You are faithful.
你值得我们的相信。
And you are worthy of our faith.
当我们听见这些话的时候，
When we hear these words,
求主把启示赐给我们。
May you give us revelation.
求主也把一个顺服的心赐给我们。
You give us an obeying heart.
也求主把一个忍耐的心赐给我们。
And give us a heart to endure.
好叫我们能够像犹大所说，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的正道上造就自己。
So that we can build ourselves up in the most holy faith, like mentioned in the book of Jude.
主保守我们脱离这一个邪恶的时代。
Keep us and save us from this evil generation.
保守我们藏在你的爱里面。
And keep us in your love.
好叫耶稣基督借着教会得到荣耀。
So that through your church, you may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 对不起，我拖了很多时间。